brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, a gun manufacturer was raided and arrested, or detained, and then had all his goods seized. He'll be joining us after giving him the writings of George Washington, my videos, JPFO material. He'll be joining us. And I put the challenge out to police out there that don't agree with all the FBI and local training field manuals that say founding fathers are terrorists, gun owners are terrorists, homeschoolers are terrorists, property rights activists are terrorists. We have copies of them with phone numbers all posted on the website. You can call the offices that have these, and these are real, folks. And they're out grabbing people for this right now. They think it's normal. George is, I guess, a retired police officer. He's calling from New Mexico. Then we'll go to Kirk and Chris and others. I'm challenging police to call in and either say they're for this or they're against it. Go ahead, George.
Good morning, Alex. How's your day?
I got a little hot last hour, but we should get angry.
No, that's good. I've been watching all of this for 30 years, and it came to mind when you spoke about George Washington and his divine covering and being absolutely shot through the clothes. I've had that experience, looked in a muzzle flash and went home in a black T-shirt, and I usually took my clothes off before I went in the house, and my wife saw the shirt. Oh, honey, that's battery acid. She goes through the front and the back, and I've spoken to a few guys that have had this happen. My police work career began, I am George Lee Harris, Jr. My social security number is 547.
Listen, let's not do that, sir. I mean, glad you're out in the open saying who you are, but go ahead.
Good deal, Alex. In 1971, I was in high school. The Vietnam War was rolling, and you either join or get drafted. And we were being called, the sons of attorneys, doctors, physicians, dentists, architects, to become new police that would be sharp and run this thing according to the rules and the documents and, you know, not be psychobabble trash, but be out there being psychologically appropriate and consoling, but also enforcing to the letter of the law with proper judgment. The police chief, the 22 of us were going to come in under, Benton Miner, professor, Fullerton University in California, his son, Ron, and myself and so many others. We were gently nudged out. The police chief at the time was Harold Bastrop. He was a patrolman. He was an investigator. And then he became chief of police. He had less than 2 years to go to a retirement. He got told, and he told us, you boys are not coming in. We're going to run this our way. I started watching it then. And I was made aware of my father, who was an attorney, that there was a Senate bill around that same time. Kind of amazing. There was an SR-71 plane, but the same day on the LA Times, this SB-71 warrantless searches. Your neighbor could square out a complaint, and they could just enter your home. This has been working for some time. The greatest concern I've had is that people don't understand about the chips. I come from a very special family. If there were no elections, I would be a Scottish prince. My mother's maiden name was White Man. We are Scottish Rite Masons by blood in the Illuminati to have a lot of information. But you can be a brownie and maybe buy cookies and not be a brownie, if this all makes sense. They've tolerated me for years in the family. I guess they can't kill me. I tell them scripturally, whoever jails me must be jailed. Whoever kills me must be killed. My sister was involved with her company, Johnson & Johnson, before 1985, with developing the RFID chips. And I told her about a young friend of mine who was 13.
Listen, we're out of time. You need to write all this up and send it to me. It's very interesting. We got our guest coming on.
Father in heaven, stand with Alex Jones, his family, and those angels that protect him and myself. I have come off the soapbox. I've opened my mouth, and they can check the check up their ass. Have a nice day.
Listen, I appreciate your call, sir. Let's all kind of be careful. We have a lot of children listening. Let's watch even the mild stuff. All right, we've got our guest coming up. We'll get it right from the horse's mouth, exactly what happened to him on the other side of this quick break. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine you're an American citizen, upstanding record, a criminal record. You own a successful gun kit company, totally legal. You visit your Dillon, Montana sheriff. You give him an Alex Jones video. You give him some JPFO material. You give him a little booklet, Pocket Constitution, the very same one that we put in every order where folks buy our videos or books, and several other things. In fact, we have a photo that Mr. Salata sent us of the exact items that he gave the sheriff. And then the sheriff calls and says, "I want you to come in. I want to talk to you about this." And when you get there, there's federal police, BATF and FBI, and Canadian police, and they take you to your home, and they basically break his computer, copying the hard drive, and take his gun kits, and then question him about these materials, and quote, does he believe them? This is part of a long train of these abuses we've seen with Kelly Rushing and many, many others, on the record in newspapers. I mean, this is reported on where they charge Kelly Rushing in Kentucky, Lyon County, Kentucky, with threatening police by giving him a Ron Paul video with a Ron Paul speech neocon in the floor of the House in the Capitol, and one of my films, or two of my films, on the same tape. This is the mentality. A jury found him not guilty of this being a threat to the police. And we have federally written training manuals from Virginia, Texas, Arizona, and other states posted with this article on Infowars.com. Go to Infowars.com, get the article, man raided by FBI, ATF, Canadian law enforcement after handing out subversive Alex Jones material gun seller questioned on militia ownership of George Washington speeches, among other things. Get this article. It has the photo of the materials he gave the sheriff. It has the training flyers and manuals from the states where this is being taught. In my film, The Road to Tyranny, I have FEMA on video in Kansas City telling a group of firefighters and police that the founding fathers are terrorists and enemies of the government and Christians are terrorists. I mean, we don't just have their training manuals. We have them on video. So I'm just recapping that. Richard Salata joins us now. And a lot of you have heard about this case the last month, but he wasn't using his full name. Gun Owners of America wasn't. And, of course, JPFO, Jews Preservation of Firearms Ownership wasn't. Now he's decided to go public. And Richard Salata, thank you for joining us. Thank you for your courage.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for having me on.
Tell us why you decided to go public, and then let's run through the story and what happened, and then where we go from here.
Well, seeing that I haven't been charged with anything or arrested with anything, now it's time to get my stuff back. So I need to kind of get the information out on what they're doing and, work in this and get all this stuff taken care of. And what they've done is they've shut down a whole industry by this raid. Everybody who makes the products that I make, all my competitors, have all pulled all their stuff off the shelf. So what they've done is actually gotten rid of a whole industry without any charges or any laws.
Bob Barr was on with us a few months ago, NRA board member, conservative former member of Congress, former CIA officer, and he said George Bush has been more anti-gun than Bill Clinton. He just said without laws, simply with regulations, they are attacking gun dealers, gun manufacturers, importers, and increasing the numbers of raids, again, doubling the funding, now over doubling it. But again, the average gun owner thinks everything's fine.
Right. Yep.
Let's go back to what happened. Let's spend some time on this, Richard Salata. Tell us where you live locally, what you did, how you contacted the sheriff. Tell us about that first meeting, and then he called you later saying, please come back in. Give us a blow-by-blow.
Okay, we're in Dillon, Montana, the southwest corner. We've been here for 2 years now because we had a little problem in New Hampshire and zoning. They didn't like me living and working in the same building. Not enough taxes, you know. You have two pieces of property, they get more from you. But I come here to Dillon. I think the sheriff, which his name is Briggs, he's a decent sheriff. I think he's just been kind of persuaded to do things. And
you guys always say that, and then they're going to do something. I predict they'll do something even worse to you, and then you won't be whistling that tune. See how nice we are? See how this man has been abused, and he's still making excuses for these creatures. Go ahead.
Okay. I've given him some stuff in the past. I've talked with him a bit, and I wanted to talk to him more on the state militias, which is what Dr. Edwin Vieira was writing about. And that was kind of the catalyst of the phone call, because he had gotten the information and he said he wanted to review it with me, and he had some time on Wednesday. And this was Monday morning. And
specifically, you gave him what is in that photograph posted on the website right now.
That was stuff I was bringing with me on the Monday meeting. The Wednesday meeting. I had given him some of your other information, because I have all your videos and stuff. And so this was just, added stuff that I was going to give him. So I go to, I figured Monday when he called and said he wanted a meeting on Wednesday, which I thought was strange because, of course, the next day is the election. And if he loses, he doesn't need this material. So I thought it was kind of strange. Maybe he thought he was a shoe-in win or something. So when he calls Wednesday morning and leaves a message on my answering machine, because he called before I get up, and said that it's even more important that we have this meeting now, I sent out a letter and an email, and Jack Blood got it, and so did everybody else on my email list, that if they didn't hear from me by noontime, assume I'm in jail. And then start calling everybody. And, of course, they didn't hear from me by noontime. And so that's kind of where it gets up to. And then I don't know how long you want to go through the.
Yeah, when you got there, describe walking in, what you saw.
Well, we went into the sheriff's office. It's actually a very small office, and the sheriff and the undersheriff are in there. And when I go in, there's the sheriff, the undersheriff, a lady who was the ATF agent, and a gentleman who was the FBI agent. And then they proceeded to hand me the warrant, which, of course, I read it. And there is no signed affidavit with it, and I questioned that.
What did they say to you when they handed it to you?
They had a search warrant to go through my place, and they were going to search me, my vehicle, and my building. And
so you read over it, and it's not a signed sworn?
Right. There's no affidavit with it, and they said it's sealed in secret and that I would never know about it. And, again, as you recounted in the other article you were reading, that the sheriff said it was a valid warrant and he was going to allow them to proceed. And they did. So that's up to that point. Then we come back to my place. They give me a babysitter for the next 8 hours or so and watch them go through all my stuff. And I have a really good neighbor that I have to tell you about. He was out there.
We're gonna get to that, but I want to get to that in just a little while. Specifically, by quote babysitter, you get to the house. How many agents are there? Tell us about the Canadians.
I, judging from the number of vehicles and four people to a vehicle, and the overhead helicopter and the two snipers up on the hill in my backyard, and I assume there's about 40 with the SWAT team. I didn't actually see the physical SWAT team with the guys in their black ninja suits and ski masks, because I got here after that part. They held me away until they cleared the facilities.
Because you're an evil gun maker. Please continue.
Right. So the Canadians come in, and they proceed to tell me that supposedly or allegedly there were five murders committed in Canada, and my 80% frames were what these people built these guns on and actually killed people with them. And they wanted to show me how terrible and awful that things that my products were doing to people. And I can guarantee you that one of those stories, those five stories they wanted to tell me, was about a little child, probably exactly the same age as one of mine. So I, again, you quoted it, and I says, you know, guns kill people, people don't kill people. I can go to any gun show, purchase a firearm, and go kill someone.
They always have their emotional, salve for what they're doing.
Right.
But specifically, what did they do for the hours while they searched your business? What did they do to you? Where'd they put you?
I was in my kitchen, sitting at the kitchen table with two agents guarding me. I was not under arrest. I could actually leave at any point in time, but I figured I would stay there and see what they were doing.
Which shows how completely lawless all of this was. How many Canadians were there in what branch? Royal Mounted Police?
Well, they didn't identify them. They just said they were from the Canadian version of the ATF. And there were two officers from the Canadian here. As far as I know, those are the only two that even identified themselves.
Were they aggressive with you? I mean, did they ever? I mean, how did they treat you?
No, actually, everybody was quite calm, and nobody was using foul language or anything like that. They were Canadian guys were intimidating because they were all very tall and big, and I'm just a short guy. But they once I decided that I wasn't going to listen to their stuff. They didn't tell me the five horror stories, and that was the end of the Canadians. But I think it's just eerie that we now have foreign countries in here.
Well, it's all part of the new NAFTA agreement for the American
right.
Union. Stay there. I want to get specifically into the original videos you gave them, then what agents specifically then brought up the videos and books and materials, and do you believe in these, and to get into this mindset, because obviously, you're listening to the show, and you're informed. I'm sure you know about all the little federal and state training manuals where they list evil constitutionalists and property rights activists and homeschoolers.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call 792-953-0267.
Aaron Zellman's coming on in just a few minutes to comment on this, and I want to keep Richard Saleta on with us. Richard, again, I appreciate your courage coming on air to talk about this. Specifically, let's go back over. They ask you about Aaron Zellman. They ask you about my videos. Can you? But let's go back first. What were the first things you gave to the sheriff? You said some of my materials and other materials. What were those specifically?
Well, over the year and a half, I've given them lots of information on this. I've given them your videos because I have all of them. I don't remember exactly which ones, but I'm sure he's got Police State 1 and 2 and Road to Tyranny and all that, and also lots of articles, DD Kids One for the Road CDs. Actually, all the offices got those. Well, I don't know if they got them. I dropped them off.
Now, later, specifically during this raid, that was brought up. Can you tell us as specifically, as precisely as possible what was said?
I'll try. What they were really interested in, and it was the FBI who was doing just about all of the questioning. The ATF was just here, I think, on a ruse to get in to questioning me, because they didn't question me much at all, the ATF. The FBI was very interested in Dr. Edwin Vieira's "Are You Doing All You Can for Homeland Security?", which is about reconstituting the state militias. And I had actually sent that with a cover letter, and I'll forward it to you, to every single church in this town, plus the sheriff's department. And
so you're politically involved, out in the open, trying to get some type of local civil defense force, which is in the Constitution, and then they have to come raid you just to ask you questions when they could have called you on the phone.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we actually have no knowledge of what the raid was truly about. Was it about the guns? They didn't seem to be too interested in it other than taking them.
What else did the FBI bring up?
Well, and I'll let Aaron expound on this more on his, because he was firsthand knowledge, although I was there. They asked about Aaron Zellman, and as they were questioning about me, Aaron called, and I'll let Aaron pick that up from there. Then they asked about DV Kid. Was she seditious? Was she involved in militias? Does she organize them? Does she have all this other stuff? And it's like, I'm on an email list. That's all I know about her. You know?
She writes for mainstream publications about the tax system. She's a lady.
Right.
I mean, they could go read her writings to find out about her any day.
Exactly. That's what I told him. He says, well, you're the FBI. Go to the website. Give her a call. I'm sure she'll talk to you. And then they asked about Edwin Vieira, and pretty much the same questions. You know, is he involved in militias? And
because I got from the interview yesterday, did they ever bring myself up?
No, not by name. They didn't ask you by name. They were asking about the videos, but in general, you know, because they had a pile of them. Of different ones, you know, JPFOs and yours and constitutional courses by two different
people. And what were they saying about them? Because,
well, they were asking if I believed in those things. And, of course, I look at them with a curious face. It's like, of course I believe in them. It's the Constitution and studying them and whatnot. But, yeah, they said that that information was subversive and seditious, and that I believe in them. And I asked them straight out, too. I says, well, do you believe in everything the government tells you? And they answered yes.
So specifically, they're pointing at a pile of videos saying that information is subversive and seditious.
Correct.
Unbelievable.
Which is the photo that I sent you.
So the photo you sent me is the pile of stuff.
Right. That's all the stuff that I had carried with me to the sheriff's office on Wednesday morning for the meeting. I went there. I took it just in case it was exactly what the sheriff said, but I didn't.
Now, again, the sheriff engaged in treachery. He told you he wanted to talk about that stuff. He wanted to meet with you. He used your good faith to come in so they could grab you.
Right. And I know you think I'm pussyfooting around with the sheriff a bit, but the new sheriff that has won is he is going to militarize the sheriff's department. The sheriff, what he did was he got me out of the place so there was nobody hurt, either myself or somebody else.
Oh, I see. But he didn't warn you to get your family out.
No, but he did allow me to call against direct orders from the ATF and FBI.
Well, that is good then. That is good of the sheriff.
Yeah. Yeah. So I believe that he was trying to do his best in a situation that he had not much control, but actually he had 100% control. He could have stopped it.
Stay there. Stay there. We've got a break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEEN market.com.
According to the FBI, this is terrorist music. Listen to it.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war. And liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades.
The federal government right now is dismantling our borders, dismantling our sovereignty. Even Lou Dobbs admits it is, quote, the end of America as we know it, the end of our sovereignty. They have doubled the size of the BATF. They are attacking gun manufacturers, gun distributors, gun owners everywhere. The activity has radically intensified again. Even Bob Barr on this show, NRA board member, even mainstream NRA, said Bush is more anti-gun than Clinton. The average so-called conservative has got a George W. sticker on their car, sucking their thumb, totally delusional, not knowing their head from a hole in the ground. And all over the country, people with my videos, other books, JPFO material, they're being arrested, they're being taken, they're being tried. Kelly Rushing, again, in Kentucky. Other cases, we have video out of squad cars when the police find pocket constitutions. They go ahead and arrest people. We have federal training manuals at the state level written for the states from Virginia to Texas to Arizona. It's all up with this article we've written, man-rated by FBI, ATF, Canadian law enforcement, after handing out subversive Alex Jones material, as well as Gun Owners of America information and a little booklet with speeches of George Washington. Aaron Zellman joins us, and the man this happened to, Richard Saleta, as well. But it turns out that Aaron Zellman happened to call during all of this taking place there to KT Ordnance, and happened to witness, you know, over the telephone some of what happened. So let's bring Aaron Zellman in right now. And Richard, anytime you want to pop in, just jump in. Describe, Richard, where you were, what was happening, when Aaron Zellman, the founder and head of JPFO.org, called, and then what happened from there, and then Aaron can pick up there. Richard, are you there, Richard? Okay, you know what, it sounds like Richard didn't understand he was going to be staying with us, so call him back and get him back on, okay? Thank you. Aaron Zellman, describe what happened. The raid's going on. You happened to call there. Tell us about it.
Yes, it was kind of fascinating in a way. It's funny and scary all at the same time. Mr. Slott had put out an email to people saying, if you don't hear from me by noon, you better check in and see what's going on. So I followed up around 3 in the afternoon, I believe. He answers the phone. And lo and behold, he says, hold on a second. There's somebody who wants to talk to you. They want to know more about you. So he tells the FBI agent, hey, this guy Zellman's on the phone. You've been asking me about him. Why don't you talk to him? So the agent actually picks up the phone, and he said something about hello. And I said, what is your name and how do you spell it? And he gave the phone back to Salada saying, I don't want to talk to him. Now, this is after accusing JPFO of making subversive materials available. And what do they find subversive of JPFO? Well, we have our Innocence Betrayed documentary, which, as you know, Alex, shows people the dangers of gun control and how it leads to governments gone bad, dictatorships, and genocide. So the FBI found that subversive. And we have a tape that we sell called Nazi Death Camps, which is from the American Archives, dealing with the death camps during World War II. Eisenhower had asked the Columbia Pictures to make the movie. So that's what the FBI found subversive. So we, as you know...
Let's be specific. They specifically named you.
Yes.
They were specifically saying that about you.
Exactly. So we thought that since they found us to be so interesting, we would take an interest in the FBI.
By the way, folks, we're not joking. These are the actual videos in the pile, and they're looking at them, naming Aaron Zellman, asking about Aaron Zellman by name. Richard got accidentally disconnected. He's back with us. So please continue, Aaron.
And so we after the situation, we decided, well, maybe it's time to take an interest in the FBI since they found us so interesting. On June 14th, we put out an open letter to Robert Mueller, director of the FBI. And that letter is on our website at jpfo.org. It's listed under previous alerts. And we asked Mr. Mueller to look into two things. One, the Nazi roots of the 68 Gun Control Act. And we published a letter from the Library of Congress showing clearly that the Nazi gun control laws had been translated for one Thomas Dodd, the author of the 68 Gun Control Act. And two, we raised the issue with Mr. Mueller about maybe hundreds or thousands of innocent gun owners who are rotting in American prisons, federal prisons, who've been wrongfully convicted by the so-called experts in ATF and the federal court system. And we published a copy of a document prepared by the U.S. Congress called the CRS Report. And this is from the research arm of the Congress. And it clearly shows that there was a lack of standardized testing procedures at ATF. The significance of that, Alex, is that the experts, the so-called experts, go into court and they say whatever they want to say to convict somebody. There's no standardized testing procedure.
One of their most popular things they do that's on the record hundreds of times is take a semi-automatic, totally legal, lawful, over-the-counter purchase firearm. They go out and monkey with it, and after days of testing, may get it to fire fully auto two or three rounds. Boom, you go to prison.
Exactly. So we've exposed all of this, as well as the video that we have out about ATF fails the test. At any rate, we invited Mr. Mueller to pursue justice, to look into the situation, the obvious use of the Nazi gun control laws for federal law, and the obvious incarceration of innocent Americans. That was June 14th. As of today, July 6th, there's been total silence.
Well, it's just classic behavior from these individuals. Aaron Zellman?
Now, before we go any further, if I can just add one thing. I want to make a point to people, two points. One, that you know, this is an example of a lot of people who fear government. But I have to tell people right now, you have to go look in the mirror and determine if you fear government more than God. Because if you do, you're finished. You're already a slave, and you don't need to own a firearm anymore. And point number two, I want to raise this issue. And this is very sensitive, but people often ask me why Jews don't support Republicans. I ask people to look around and see how Republicans are destroying and sabotaging and harassing and intimidating their own support base. And the question I have to ask everybody who's listening is, Jews fear Republicans. Can you blame them?
Well, I would just add to this, have we learned any of the names of the BATF or the FBI or the foreign Canadian minions that were there? And that question goes to Richard Salata, and that goes to Aaron Zellman. Both of you, have we found out their names yet?
No, I only have one, which was a special agent who filed the actual warrant, which is Karen Hatch. And that's the only name that I have right now, because I wasn't a good terrorist because I didn't have my pad of paper and my pencil in my top pocket to take notes when I was here.
Aaron, have you learned about these goons? And then secondarily, what do you think of foreign police being there?
Well, people should be not only fearful of that, but they should realize that we have a Supreme Court of the United States. One of the justices there, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, is talking about using foreign law to determine what the law will be in America.
She wrote that for USA Today 4 years ago.
So I think that people, if they're still asleep and they still think that everything's peachy keen in America, they better learn a foreign language or two.
Well, I mean, look at New Orleans. I want to shift gears. We have them on ABC News and other Fox and others, and of course ABC and Fox were cheerleading it, going into even high and dry wealthy areas and confiscating guns, putting people in handcuffs with the U.S. military led by the FBI and BATF taking guns. I mean, there it is right there.
Well, I think the purpose of publicizing that is simply to make people fear the government more. And again, I got to remind people, if you fear the government more than you do God, you're finished. You're a slave. You don't need to own guns.
Well, elaborate on that.
Well, I think that you have to understand that we have God-given rights to defend our life. The fact that guns are available to defend our life is good.
Anybody that tries to take your guns is bad, ladies and gentlemen. That's called tyranny.
Well, and there's a reason why people want to take your guns, because they want you disarmed, and they have an agenda, and that is to totally control your life or end it. I mean, you know, the folks at the UN can dance around that all they want. The folks in Congress can dance around that, those points, but the facts are the facts are the facts.
Well, Aaron, I know you've seen the Virginia, the Texas, the Arizona, and other training manuals where they say property rights activists are terrorists. Those that make frequent references to the Second Amendment are terrorists. I mean, they homeschoolers are terrorists. They literally are teaching this in the law enforcement training schools.
Well, I think we have to reach out to people who should. Actually, I have a problem with the term law enforcement. When I grew up as a kid,
Peace officers.
I think we have to bring peace officers back and get rid of law enforcement folks. And we have to reach out to peace officers and remind them that their obligation to respect and obey the Bill of Rights is job one.
Well, I mean, look at the news. Bush is openly getting rid of our borders, creating the American Union. We're losing our freedoms, and they're busy sending the BATF and FBI around harassing people that are selling completely legal and lawful kits to then manufacture firearms, something that's been done for decades and decades in this country. Both of you, Mr. Salata and Mr. Zellman, speak to these kits and what it's now done to this industry.
Well, if I could just make one comment real quick, Richard. You say kits, but you know what Richard was selling was a hunk of metal. That's all it was, just a hunk. It wasn't even a kit. It was just a hunk of metal, a standalone hunk of metal. So I'll let Richard go from here.
Well, that's the definition given by the ATF's website, is that it's just a casting or a chunk of metal at that point. Until it's actually finished, then it becomes, quote, a firearm. And you can manufacture your own firearms just as the same as you can manufacture beer and wine for your own consumption, as long as you don't sell them. So that's what we sold. We sold basically a chunk of metal. I don't call them receivers. I call them frames because they haven't been turned into a receiver at this point. And it's perfectly legal to turn one into a receiver. And more people build my stuff for the joy of building it. And there is a certain amount of I get to be unknown to the powers by doing it. But this is, you know, this is a great family tradition to build your own firearms. And it actually promotes better safety because now that you've built it, you put it together, you worked with it, you tweaked it, you know that firearm inside out.
Specifically, the plans and the hunk of metal, what type of firearms did this produce after the individual purchased it and lawfully built their own kit gun?
Well, our biggest seller were the 1911, the Colt 45 pistol, and the AR-15s and the AR-10s. We did sell some SIG 9mm 228s. They weren't that popular, although they were very popular with the Canadians. And we also sell the Ruger MK1 22 target pistol frame to build into that.
By the way, Rich, why don't you tell them what the frame is for the Ruger pistol?
What was that, Aaron?
Why don't you describe the frame of the Ruger pistol?
Those are the ones that didn't confiscate. They're still here. It's a piece of tube with a thread in the end. So you can...
It's a piece of pipe with a thread on the end, okay.
Yeah, it's a piece of pipe with a thread on the end. That's all it is. So that's your chunk of metal.
So really what you're selling is the plans to build guns. And
right.
So now they don't want the plans to guns being out there.
That would be my guess. We also had another company do some DVDs. I just went and designed a new bolt together AR-15, which actually is even less percentage done than my solid cat, you know, the one that I build out of billet. There's actually more work involved in it. And we had a professional company do a DVD on taking it from step one to open the package to assembling it and test firing it. And they were also doing DVDs for my 1911s and the regular AR-15.
Which is the last thing they want. Now,
exactly.
Since this raid, what has happened to other companies doing this?
Well, up to a week, not even a week ago, a few days ago this past weekend, everybody had pulled their products off the shelves. Because I went to all the places that I know that sell them, and everybody had pulled their 80% frames off the market.
So no judge, no jury, no law, no precedent, no nothing, no arrest, just a raid, grab your stuff, and now a bunch of other companies doing similar things have shut down.
Correct. Yeah, they've literally destroyed that market. And
which is what Bob Barr said that the government is doing just by fiat. Sorry, go ahead.
Right. Even if this all comes out as, oh, we made a mistake, nothing's charged, here's your stuff back, people are now going to be so afraid to buy them that it may put us out of business anyway. Because they've instilled the fear in the public. And go back to Aaron's previous quote.
What about a class action suit by the manufacturers of these raw kits or these plans and also the people, the purchase list, of your customers that they grabbed? I mean, what about getting on the offensive against these crooks?
Well, we'll see where that leads to next week. We have an appointment with the attorney on Monday, and we'll start discussing our plans.
Did you ever bring it up to these guys that nothing you've done was illegal? It's all on the record. The law says you can do it. Why are you here?
Yeah, actually, the ATF lady asked, you know, I told her, I said, even by your own website, which is under their frequently asked questions, item 6A, states it, and she said the website's wrong.
The website's wrong.
So,
oh, well, all right. Well, I guess she should tell the webmaster. Yeah.
And so that's what Bob Barr said. They're not going to tell you what, I mean, we know what the law is, but they don't go by the law, do they, Aaron? They just make up what they want.
Oh, in fact, I have to tell you something. We've been working with another manufacturer, Historic Arms. On our website is a letter from the BATF to Mr. Savage, Historic Arms, telling him in no uncertain terms that they at the BATF are not governed by federal laws, that the laws don't apply to them, and that he shouldn't think foolishly and naively, I'm adding this now on my own, that somehow they're bound by any law. That's on our website for people to go look at.
So just like Bush saying he is above the law, now his agencies say we are above the law. We don't enforce law. We just do whatever we want.
Well, and whatever they want to do, their agenda is to destroy gun ownership in America.
And Bush,
to put it mildly, that's just putting it mildly.
And Bush has radically expanded the BATF. So, again, keep the W stickers on your car and throw your guns in the ocean.
Yeah, keep wondering why Jews don't vote for Republicans. I have to keep bringing that up.
All right, we'll be right back after this quick break. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Before we go back to our two guests who are fighting for your Second Amendment rights on the front lines and paying for it, I hope that all of you will visit InfoWars.com and join us in the information war. Get my new film, Terror Storm. We have an emergency edition of the finished film now being put out, but it doesn't have the extras on it. That's about a month away We have to have it sent off to be mass-produced. These are burned copies. They're high-quality copies that we made here for the conference, brought back quite a few of them. They're very close to being gone. You need to get your copy of Terror Storm. We need to get this out. It exposes how the government has carried out terror attacks all over the world, our government, other governments, the British, Israel, the Germans under Hitler. Then we get into the London bombing, Madrid bombings, 9/11. We get into the Iraq War, so much more. It's such an important film, Terror Storm. And while you're at it, get Road to Tyranny, get Martial Law, get Order of Death. We got a bunch of big discounts on the website, so you can get multiple copies of the films. Again, Infowars.com to get a hard copy. Or call toll-free. They can take your order and also tell you about some of the other films and discounts we're offering. 1-888-253-3139. And, of course, your purchase also makes this broadcast what we do here, defending the entire Bill of Rights, possible. 1-888-253-3139. Or Infowars.com to order, or PrisonPlanet.tv. See all 15 of my films. We're uploading all of our 9/11 conference for members at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. A lot of it's already up there. My weekly TV reports, my in-studio video reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, and so much more. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. But get a trial month membership. Check out PrisonPlanet.tv and secure your copy of Terror Storm before this special edition is gone. And there'll be a few weeks where it's not available, ladies and gentlemen, before the official DVD comes out. And I am signing every copy that goes out until the official DVD comes out. Gentlemen, in closing, Aaron Zellman and, of course, the man who went through this hell, Richard Salata, they came, they grabbed your stuff. It's been almost a month now. They haven't given it back to you. Are they saying they'll ever give you your kits or the names of the people that purchased from you back? They broke your computer in the process. Are they going to pay for that? It just basically, you got raided with a fake warrant, and now you haven't been charged with anything. What's going to happen?
I don't know at this point. We're sort of in limbo, and like you said, we're on the front lines fighting for this. I didn't make a whole lot of money doing this. I do it as a Second Amendment to help do this, and like you said, I have had zero income now for over a month, or just about a month, and this is going to get costly. And people need to stand up. You know, there's 80 million gun owners in this country. If every one of them put up $1...
There's more than that.
But could you imagine the fight we could put up over this? If everybody would just give $1, but you know and I know what's going to happen. There'll be several people that'll step up, a handful, if you can count on one hand, that'll put up some significant money.
And, well, that's how it always is. Aaron Zellman, we need to fight back on this issue.
Well, there's no doubt about it, and I think that probably the best thing people can do right now is not shake in their boots, but stand tall. Make it very clear to the government. We don't fear the government, and we fear God.
We were talking during a break, Aaron, and you said they're getting nasty, they're getting aggressive, they're getting desperate. I agree. I think they know they're losing their fight to get our guns.
Well, let's hope that's the case, Alex, because we have to make sure that they understand that they lose the fight. Because, to put it bluntly, our life is on the line.
Oh, certainly. I mean, it's a fight that's neck and neck. I just think they realize that a lot of us aren't going to surrender to them.
Well, I hope they realize that, and I hope the people realize that there is an agenda afoot to disarm the American people.
Gentlemen, do 5 more minutes with me, because I want to give out contact info for both of you and find out how we can support what you're doing, because this affects us all. They want your guns, ladies and gentlemen. They've said it on the record.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.